go double G. I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the 10-year anniversary, Super Bowl Monday, Valentine's Monday, and there has been a Dom sighting. He is in the building. So the buildup, hopefully it's all worthwhile, man. He better be entertaining in the 5 o'clock happy hour. We'll see. Is there beer in the fridge? There's no beer in the fridge. What have you guys been doing to...
I've been literally just putting the station together. I'm flying the Millennium Falcon while it's being made.
But that usually starts with the trip to a liquor store, my friend.
You do not. I can already not think as it is.
Okay, well, I would hope at least we're being cannabis friendly around here.
Have you ever met me or seen me?
Well, look, you are sometimes loud, and I mean that in the best sort of way. But... did you see Snoop yesterday at the Super Bowl halftime?
That was fantastic.
See he was sneaking behind the props and smoking a blunt?
Well, of course.
He got caught on the turf at the Super Bowl smoking weed. Probably.
I don't think anyone would have any. I think there's like a legal dispensation for him where it's like, yeah, it's Snoop Dogg. I don't know what you want from me. Like the arresting officer is going to be like, oh, it's Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry.
Or as the Rupert Murdoch-owned New York Post would report it, Snoop Dogg smokes weed right before star-studded Super Bowl 22 halftime show.
They're so surprised. It's amazing.
Here is, as they reported it, before taking the stage for Sunday's epic Super Bowl 2022 halftime show, Snoop Dogg, apparently I had something of a pregame warm-up. Snoop Dogg had something of a pregame warm-up. In a video currently making the rounds on social media, Snoop is seen smoking what certainly looks like weed in the moments before and leading up to the star-studded performance, which also featured Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and a surprise guest, 50 Cent. Now, one thing I've, sort of as an aside, 50 Cent hanging upside down like that from the stage,
yeah,
looked a little uncomfortable.
He also looked like a dollar, but that's cool. I got nowhere to tuck.
He did look thick, sort of phat fat,
but like a good thick. Like it wasn't like really like gross or anything bad. It just like the guys put on some. Good for him. Good for you, dude.
So do you think the fact that Snoop Dogg might have snuck a couple tokes in legal cannabis, California? Is that even newsworthy?
A journalist got paid to report on this. Several journalists, I'm assuming.
I don't think anyone that works for the New York Post could accurately be described as a journalist, but please continue.
We need to define our terms a little bit, but understandably. But are you saying that, a thing that happened in the middle of a sport where, you bludgeon each other and possibly concuss each other to the point of brain damage and having a systemic problem with concussed players, that brain damage and CTE and everything like that, you're really upset about weed smoking? I can guarantee you, by the way, literally every single one of those players, at least 80%, I'd say, use marijuana for pain and other things.
As David Zarin at Edge of Sports, on Twitter said, in more breaking news, the New York Post also wants you to know that the Devil's Rum and Jazz cigarettes were also witnessed backstage.
Oh, no. Not rum. You mean the guy that was in a Corona commercial was drinking alcohol? That's crazy that would happen.
Here's one more, Sam Stein on Twitter. No, no, not Snoop Dogg. The Devil's lettuce. And lots of exclamation points.
I thought it was all an act this whole time.
So anyways, be respectful of the venue. I was in the Kohl Center one time at a Dave Matthews concert, and I didn't bring marijuana because it was an indoor concert.
You don't need to.
Well, I was immediately regretful when I got in there, and I could smell the freedom in the air all around, right? And I'm like, oh, so some people are smoking at this, and this was pre-pandemic. Yeah, now I'd be more worried about catching COVID than a buzz. But that day, that night, that Dave Matthews concert, I was so remorseful. that I didn't have the courage to bring my smoking implements and, you know, have a good time. A slightly better time. You ever seen Dave Matthews? You ever seen Dave Matthews on weed?
My friends played cards in college with, we had a 5-disc changer, and all 5 albums were Dave Matthews. And the best part was that at least 2 of them were live albums of the other albums that were studio albums. So you got to hear the same album twice in the rotation. They put it on shuffle and see what kind of fun we could have.
One with a 14-minute drum solo.
Brian, and that drummer is awesome, by the way. Don't get me wrong. That band is really good. They're really good musicians and probably make some really good music. At this point, though, it's all played out in my head, and thank you guys for making that happen.
You know, I think the last time I saw Dave Matthews, I was at Alpine Valley in Wisconsin, East Troy, Wisconsin. Great venue. Love to party there. But I do look like someone's, you know, sort of middle-aged stepdad sometimes, some people say. And the guys, you know, passing the joints right to the left of me, they looked at me like, you know, I was some sort of conspicuous narc figure. And I'm like, if you only knew, come on, boys, share and share alike. If you ask me if I'm a cop, I must tell you if I were a cop, right? Isn't that the law?
I don't know.
If you ask a cop if he's a cop, he's got to tell you, no, I'm a cop.
That's the thing. But again, cops walk around in uniform at those venues. And for the most part, they're there to go and enjoy the venue as well, and they don't want to have to fill out a report. So if you're dumb enough to attract the attention of the cops in the midst of, like, I don't know, 10,000 other people smoking weed, then yeah, you probably deserve what you're getting.
Possibly.
But if you're Snoop Dogg, again, like I said, he's got special legal dispensation. Any sort of cop that pulls over Snoop Dogg and is like, oh, but you've been smoking weed I don't think he's going to pay it, and not because he doesn't have the money. I just don't think he's going to remember.
You know, here in the great state of Wisconsin, we are an island of regressive policies, right? I mean, the states all around us, there's legal marijuana states literally on, what, 3 or 4 sites. We got the state of Michigan. We got the state of Illinois. Hell, Minnesota's got legal something, at least medical. Iowa, I guess Iowa's kind of like us, a little regressive. But the state of Wisconsin, there's clearly cannabis use happening in the state. I got a few friends. They all smell loud. So what is happening to our revenues? Why do we continue to pour revenue into foreign, you know, not foreign countries, but Illinois might as well be a foreign country. No offense to those listening on WCPT 820 AM. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of your state until they legalize marijuana. Now I make a trip down every couple weekends or so. And I went down there this weekend. And you know me, Fancy Brad, I was just there to inspect what was going on, you know, of course.
Oh, yeah, just reporting.
Buy cheap tobacco from a gas station in Illinois. That'd be the only reason I'd drive down to exit number 1 in South Beloit. And then, of course, immediately turn around and drive back. Just gassing up, getting some cheap tobacco. Apparently, Illinois has got less tobacco tax. And apparently they've got this liberalized marijuana policy. So out of pure curiosity, just kicks and giggles, I just drove by the dispensary in South Beloit the other day. And then, you know, again, out of curiosity, I felt like, well, I should go inside and see what sort of wares they have to sell here. So I did. And met a nice guy in line. It wasn't too bad. A little bit cold, you know, I had to wait outside. I'm thinking, why is it so busy? Well, you know, maybe some perceive the cannabis as love potion. And then I thought about it, and I'm talking to a guy, and a guy in front of me in line said, it's the Super Bowl, man. You know, the Super Bowl, like,
yeah,
the Super Bowl. So anyways, out of, you know, pure obligation for the show, I felt like I owed it to the audience, Fancy Brian. I went inside, and, you know, I went through the line, and I did my business there. And then I'm starting to walk out, and this lady goes, starts waving her arms at me. I'm like, oh, what'd I do? It's literally my neighbor from like 4 doors down.
This is stupid.
And it was her and her husband, and they were also at the very same place at the very same time. Apparently just, you know, curiosity.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And so anyways, I said, you know, the next time we're all going this way, yeah, at minimum, we should carpool, save the environment.
Here's the thing. Do you think that there will be enough of a demand for a bus route?
A bus route? Or rapid transit?
What do you think? A rapid transit from Madison down to Beloit.
They should get like an Uber route.
Or I know, but like, do you think they'll have regular shuttles down there? Will that happen first, or will it become legalized here? Will the Republicans rapid approve public transportation before they legalize marijuana?
Yes, yes, in all probability. Wow. That is the logical stepping off.
Well, now we have to make that corridor some sort of like, you know, this is the weed alley. We got to go and have some public transportation for safety.
You know, I'm still giggling because didn't the sheriff or someone down there, some local law enforcement official, said they were, you know, going to patrol that Wisconsin-Illinois state border, keep it safe. And I'm looking around, and the reason my neighbor saw me is because I'm driving the garish devil wagon.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I mean, I am a little conspicuous wherever I go to. You know, the kids are so proud to ride. Like when I drop them at school in the morning, they're, you know, just like 2 blocks away, Dad. We'll be good. We're good here, Dad. So I go down and, you know, out of pure curiosity again, just to see what they were doing. I pull over, I go there, and they told me, they said, we saw your truck and we started laughing our asses off. So anyways, we hung out with the neighbors that night because, you know, we found out we had more in common with them than we ever knew prior. So,
and you made friends, and it all had to be because Wisconsin's regressive.
Because Wisconsin's regressive. But we burned a lot of gas. Cumulatively, burned a little too much gas. You know what? I see a friend lining up on the phones. He's a gardener in his own regard. It's Gordy Kopke, my pal. How you been, Gordy?
Well, I've been doing real
Gordy,
well.
Gordy, how you been?
Fantastic.
Ever been to South Beloit?
I just calling in to let you know there is a bus, the Van Gelder. It leaves out of downtown by the Kohl's Center as well. Well, I'm getting the reverb on my phone.
What's going on, Gordy?
Is this better?
It's good to know, though, that, and Gordy, we'll give you a break here, buddy. I'm sorry. Apparently, Gordy, a good friend, notifies us if you want to get on the Van Gelder shuttle bus to South Beloit. Although I didn't see a terminal there, Gordy. I don't know if you get off at the border, spend your 20 minutes there, and then turn around and come back. Because some would want to consume. And I don't know. They'd probably discourage that sort of behavior on the Van Gelder. Wouldn't they? Or is that pretty much expected behavior on a Van Gelder? Do they have the bathrooms in the back?
Oh, do they have one of those? That's awesome.
So, this all started with the New York Post keen observation. Snoop Dogg smoking the devil's lettuce during the Super Bowl pre-halftime celebration. I don't know how he could perform like that, Fancy Brian.
I don't know. I've never tried it myself, but maybe I should try next time.
Yeah, maybe. Like, someday soon. Maybe the 10th anniversary day of the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, perhaps we could bring along a co-conspirator of some sort. If only we had a long-lost friend coming by, you know, that maybe had ventured to some of our neighboring states in the recent future or distant past. So anyways, you get the point. Yes, Brian smokes weed. That's what I'm trying to say. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. If you'd like to make any confessions on behalf of your friends, 844-967-2789. And I've watched him do it, so, you know, it's not an allegedly.
Allegedly, I don't know. I'm going to have to do it again to make sure I get it right. I'm not sure.
Can I be a high-fiving white guy, too?
Just aim higher.
Because we're very high.
Smoke weed every day.